Committee, we will move on now to the top of our calendar and take up House Bill 1051, which revises the definition of a state agency regarding certain disclosures by a state agency of information concerning a private entity. House Bill 1051 is now open for public testimony and proponent testimony. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Rolaine Wiest, and I'm an attorney with the Public Utilities Commission. As shown on line 11 of House Bill 1051, the Public Utilities Commission is seeking to be exempted from the statutes regarding restrictions on certain disclosures by state agency of information concerning a private entity. The main reason the Commission is seeking this exemption is because, pursuant to our current statutory authority, the Commission may conduct certain investigations of entities that we regulate, and we're concerned that someone may seek to prevent us from opening a docket to look at a company's rates or practices. We have always considered our dockets to be open to the public, except for any information that is filed as confidential within them. In our opinion, investigations of public utilities should not be conducted without public input. Under SDCL 4931.7, the Commission may conduct an investigation of a telecommunications company if the investigation is necessary to protect the public interest. Under SDCL 4934.8.26, the Commission may on its own motion investigate a gas or electric utility's rates or practices and take such action as we deem necessary and appropriate. Our concern is that someone could claim that such an investigation would have to be conducted in private, since of necessity, if we're looking at rates or improvements, the most likely scenario is we will have to look at the utility's records. The reason that such an investigation should not be conducted in private is that the consumers who use that service should be able to have any input as to whether any rates or practices need to be changed concerning the utility that they use. The Commission certainly recognizes that financial information concerning a private entity can be considered confidential under certain circumstances, and in fact, we certainly do have rules that allow for entities to file information as confidential, that information is treated as confidential unless someone states that it doesn't meet our standards. Often, actually, what happens is that interested parties who intervene in these cases, they will come to an agreement with that utility, and they will agree, they will enter into non-disclosure or confidentiality agreements and agree not to disclose that information. And this procedure has worked out very well for us in the past. We believe that another factor to consider in allowing the Commission to be exempted is the fact that we are dealing with highly regulated utilities. In some cases, for example, if you're talking about an electric utility, that is the only provider that the consumer can choose. We believe that since a public utility enjoys certain benefits not afforded to other entities, that public utility should also be subject to more public scrutiny. For example, if you don't like the rates your bank charges, you can certainly always go to another bank. However, with public utilities, consumers do not have the luxury of taking their business elsewhere, or else they have limited opportunities to take their business elsewhere. Those consumers should not also be denied the opportunity to participate in or receive information concerning any commission investigations. And we would respectfully ask for your favorable recommendation on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. We will hold questions at this time. Further proponents of House Bill 1051.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Bob Miller, and I'm with the South Dakota Electric Utilities. And with the lateness of the hour, I hope it will suffice to say that we are in support of the PUC's request. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Further proponents of House Bill 1051. Are there further proponents of House Bill 1051? I'll ask one more time. Any further proponents? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to proponent testimony and open it to any opponents of House Bill 1051. Are there any opponents? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to opponent testimony. We'll waive rebuttal and open it up to questions and answers from the committee. I'm sorry, I have forgotten your name. Could you help me with that again?
Rolaine Wiest.
Ms. Wiest, would you come back to the witness stand, please? I have a couple questions for you. Mm-hmm. I'm not that familiar with the operations of the PUC. Let's say a public utility comes in and requests a rate increase. Could you just kind of walk me through the process by which the PUC determines if that rate increase is justified or not?
Yes. What they would do is they actually file to have a docket open. We do.
And that is a public document?
Yes, that is.
Thank you.
We do open that document. Oftentimes, they will have within that document information that they would like to be treated as confidential. Under our rules, we automatically treat that information as confidential. It is only if someone challenges the confidentiality that the commission would then look at whether to treat it as confidential. Once the utility has filed that for that increase in rates, then we do put it out for people to intervene in that process, and then we either grant or deny interventions. In some cases, we'll go to a hearing to determine whether to increase the rates. In other cases, sometimes our staffs will enter into a settlement agreement that can be approved or denied by the commission.
What triggers a public hearing on the rate increase?
The question usually depends on whether the parties involved, and that would involve commission staff and any interveners, if they can come to an agreement, a settlement agreement, then we may not have a hearing. If that does not happen, then we will have a hearing, a contested case hearing under 126.
Who typically intervenes in a rate increase hearing for
a request? Typically, I suppose in electric gas cases, it might be the large users of that company.
Okay. Here's my, I guess, the crux of my question. It seems to me that currently in your current practice and under current state law, you have plenty of opportunities for public input into the process. I don't see why we need to change this particular provision of state law, given that it seems you already have plenty of public, those public opportunities.
Our concern is that the procedure that I described to you is when a utility comes and asks to change its rates. Well, the only time the utility generally comes to ask to change its rates is when they have an increase. And what we are concerned about is in any instance, and it's not just to do with rates, it's to do with practices. If we see that, you know, based on any comments by the public or whoever, and we would like to open an investigation on our own motion to look at that problem. That's the problem we're trying
to address. Let me ask a question about practices then, because you do regulate practices as well as rates.
That's right.
I'm a consumer, and I'm concerned about a practice of, say, a gas utility. They disconnected my gas service for non-payment, and I'm disputing that, so I issue a complaint to the PUC. What do you do?
Generally, if there's a complaint, we try to resolve that informally, and a lot of times our rules will cover that type of complaint, and in over 90%, maybe 98% of the time, that complaint is resolved informally.
Is there ever a public hearing on a complaint?
Yes, there can be. If the company and the consumer cannot resolve it, we do have public hearings. An example would be when someone complained about her telephone bill, a slamming and cramming complaints. We have had cases on those.
Tell me how the current law prohibits you from resolving complaints.
Our concern is, well, I think our concern is mainly, the way we view it, our concern is mainly if the commission on its own would like to open an investigation of a utility.
And this prohibits you right now?
Our concern is that someone could use it.
Does this prohibit you right now from opening an investigation?
At this point, we have not tested in the courts. If you read through the information, it says that we are a state agency, and it does talk about investigation of their financial information or records, and we have a concern that it could fall underneath that, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Further questions from the committee? Are there any further questions? If not, we thank you for your time.
You.
We'll now open up this hearing on House Bill 1051 to committee discussion and or action. Representative Olson moves due pass on House Bill 1051. Is there a second? Representative Hansen moves, Representative Hansen seconds the due pass motion. Discussion on the motion. Representative Napoli.
I would move a substitute motion to defer to the 36th day.
Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Napoli moves and Representative Michael seconds a defer a substitute motion to defer House Bill 1051 to the 36th legislative day. Discussion on the motion. Representative Napoli.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I was one of the people that was here when the gag law went into effect, and that was a pretty brutal time for us, and we went through a lot of headaches and heartaches trying to figure out how to make that thing work so that everybody was treated equally under the law, we felt. And I would just not like to see that weakened at this point in time. I support it 100%. I haven't changed my thoughts on that. And so I would hope the committee would not be willing to weaken that law and pass this bill. So I would ask you to support my motion to defer.
Further discussion. I would just make a Representative Glinski.
I just have a question. This Section 2 from 8 through 12 is currently in law with the exception of the statement including Public Utilities Commission?
That is correct.
And as a follow-up, so then the legislature, the unified judicial system, any law enforcement agency, or any unit of local government would not be affected by this particular restriction?
That is my understanding.
Thank you.
I would just say briefly, I don't think that it's necessary to pass this bill. I do not believe, based on the testimony we're given tonight, that the ability of the Public Utilities Commission to properly carry out its functions has been inhibited by current state law. And until we have a better example where it is, I don't believe that it's necessary to change. Further discussion. Committee, before you is the substitute motion to defer House Bill 1051 to the 36th legislative day. Those who are in favor of the deferral motion shall vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary shall call the roll.
Brown. Aye. Dunnifin. Aye. Ekarius. Aye. Rensky. No. Hansen. No. Jaspers. Aye. Junkie. Aye. Michaels.
Aye.
Olson.
No.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye. Motion carries. House Bill 1051 is deferred to the 36th legislative day.